Constraints on the X-ray luminosity function of AGN at Z equals 5.7 to 6.4 with the Extragalactic Serendipitous Swift Survey, by Cassandra L. Barlow Hall et al. X-ray luminosity functions, XLFs, of active galactic nuclei, AGN, trace the growth and evolution of supermassive black hole populations across cosmic time. However, current XLF models are poorly constrained at redshifts of Z greater than 6. In this work, we constrain the bright end of the XLF at Z equals 5.7 to 6.4 using high redshift AGN identified within the Extragalactic Serendipitous Swift Survey, XSES, catalog. Within XSES, we find one serendipitously detected X-ray selected Z greater than 6 AGN, Atlas J025.6821-33.4627. With an X-ray luminosity of LX equals 8.47 carat plus 3.40 to 3.13 times 10 to the power of 44 erg S1 and Z equals 6.31 plus or minus 0.03, making it the highest redshift, spectroscopically confirmed, serendipitously detected X-ray selected quasar known to date. We also calculate an upper limit on the space density at higher luminosities where no additional sources are found, enabling us to place constraints on the shape of the XLF. Our results are consistent with the rapid decline in the space densities of high luminosity AGN toward high redshift as predicted by extrapolations of existing parametric models of the XLF. We also find that our X-ray-based measurements are consistent with estimates of the bolometric quasar luminosity function based on UV measurements at Z as greater than or equal to 6, although they require a large X-ray to bolometric correction factor, i.e. AGN that are relatively X-ray weak, at these high luminosities. This was constraints on the X-ray luminosity function of AGN at Z equals 5.7 to 6.4 with the Extragalactic Serendipitous Swift Survey, by Cassandra L. Barlow Hall et al.